This is a time when you are called upon to be lighter. And what a challenge that has been with all that is going on in the world. But in order to be lighter, it means that you must clear another level of your own wounding and some negative experiences. More of that must be let go. There is certainly something we hear a lot, and that is something we are going to talk about for a moment. And the question always comes up, how do I let that go? It is possibly the most common question from a human being. How do I let all of this go? And we want you to be clear on what that means and what it does not mean. It does not mean that you pretend that it never happened. It does not mean that you were never hurt by it or that it did not have an impact on you. That is not what it means. But what it means is finding the line between what hurt you and what wounded you and what you are doing to yourself. Sometimes we have to go and find that. We have to search for that. But when you look at the nature of wounding, if, for instance, when you were in need of being held up and made legitimate, and that did not happen, even though that time has passed, you might still have a thread that does not hold you up and does not make you legitimate. And that is what we are looking for. We are looking for that perhaps even unconscious thing that still remains inside of us from that began long ago when a need was not met. And so when we find that place, that is what we want to clean up. There are some things that were said to you that you must never say to yourself. Never. And when you come into power about that and you realize that you are not going to say that to yourself and you are not going to, consciously or not, damage you with that kind of energy, then you are actually letting go of the wound because you have, in essence, killed its lifeline to your being. Once again, to be clear, it does not mean that you do not ever think about it or that you do not know how it has impacted you. But the important thing is to know how it might have connected to you and sent you along that same road to do the same thing to yourself. So when we are talking about letting go, that is the thing that we are letting go of. If we let go of the thing that continues to damage us, then the original damage no longer has power over you. It is a memory. It is a thing you know about, but it is not a thing that continues to misshape your life. And when we understand that, and by the way, this is not a place to be critical of yourself, but it is simply to become aware that if someone told you at a time when you needed to be held up that you were less than, you very probably continued to do that to yourself, whether you knew it or not. We hope this is not a terribly confusing lesson, but it is one of those places where we really want you to regain power. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you and breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel the purple of the high self all around you and know that that support for the high self is everywhere. And in everything that you do, allow yourself to be aware of it. Learn to draw that energy into you as you make decisions. As you choose to be on your own side, use the high self energy to do that in your life. Feel the golden light above your head, fluid and warm, flowing into your crown to open it more widely, into your third eye, to clear it and make it strong, into your throat, to clear away any critical material that might happen there, leaving a space only for loving kindness. Feel the flow of golden light into your heart center. And let the golden light nourish your garden. Feel the flow of golden light into your solar plexus to displace the emotions that you do not need to carry forward with you. Feel the flow of golden light into your second center. And let that golden light displace shame and judgment and old patterns that are not related to your true identity. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into your root. And feel the root begin to come alive and to make a pattern that is your pattern for creation. And know that all the other chakra centers are aligned with you. Each center knowing about the other and loving it, caring for it, holding it. Bring your attention into your heart center and look at the beautiful place you have made there. See what grows there and how the light shines on it. Find a place where water flows and drink to refresh your spirit. Now see that a path lights for you in your heart. Move to the path and let the path begin to take you forward and upward without effort. Know that every step you take, you are blessed. And everything in this place where you are is for you. Now come to the first place, which is a place of nourishment, and allow yourself to see what is nourishing for you. Continue on the path upward with no effort, only freedom and lightness. And come to the place of release. And be aware that you are choosing to let go of anything that makes you a prisoner, of anything that makes you the carrier of the burden. Be willing to let go of it and let this place gather all that up from you. Now move forward and upward and come to the place of the gift, resting your mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to come back down the path, but easily, taking in all the gifts, all the love and support, all the clarity. And find that you are back in your heart center. Begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded, open your eyes.